Pray with me, please. Eternally gracious God, on this holiest of nights, we give you thanks and praise for Jesus Christ and for the beauty of the gospel first sung by angels in the skies over Bethlehem, for the one whose spirit still brings music to persons all over the world, in towns both large and small. As we celebrate the birth of the one for whom the crowded inn could find no room, we confess that our hearts still sometimes want to exclude Christ from our lives today. Open our hearts and help us welcome again the one who the rulers of the earth ignored and the proud could never understand, whose life was among common people, whose welcome came from persons of hungry hearts. Strengthen our faith in the one whose life proclaimed the love of God to be invincible, the one whose cradle was a mother's arms, whose modest home in Nazareth sheltered him, who looked at persons and made them see what God's love saw in them, who by love brought sinners back to purity and lifted human weakness up to meet the strength of God. Before this one, we confess our everlasting need for you, the need of forgiveness for our selfishness and greed, the need of new life for empty souls, the need of love for hearts grown cold and weary. Thank you, God, for giving us your very self. Thank you, God, for Jesus, your only Son, born in Bethlehem this night for us and for the world. As it is in that holy name we pray. Amen. Please stand for our opening hymn of Come All You Faithful. The words and songs are on the back of the They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath increase of his government and peace there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. And from John chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. And it was life, and the life was the light of men. And that light shines in darkness, and the darkness cannot overcome it. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
And it came.
Test.
Okay. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one to his own city. Now Joseph also went up from Galilee. He came from the city of Nazareth into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem. He came to be taxed along with his espoused wife Mary, who was great with child.
Thank you.
And so it was, while they were there, it became apparent that Mary should deliver. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were, in the same country, shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night.
Thank you.
And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them. And the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were very afraid. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day, in the city of David, a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." Please remain seated and join us as we sing, "O Little Town of Bethlehem." And suddenly there was, with the angel, a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go into Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told to them concerning this child. And all that heard it wondered at those things which were told to them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart.
O holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth.
Long lay the world in sin and error. Till he appeared and the soul felt its worth.
A thrill of hope the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Hear the angel voices. all night, divine, all night, when Christ was born, all night, divine.
Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and have come to worship him. And lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they came into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother. And they fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Please sing Joy to the World with us. Now the wise men, being warned by God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, returned to their own country using another way. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they have heard and seen, as it was told to them. And the angels were gone away from them to heaven. And many years later, Mary and Joseph, being of flesh and bone, came to the end of their earthly lives. But the light that began in Bethlehem was life. And this life was the light of all humanity. This light still shines in the darkness and will never be put out. And it all began on a silent, holy night long, long ago.